Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers, and welcome back to me. It has been 3 weeks off from the podcast, and I took a much-needed break from literally everything. I did a lot of napping and snacking and dreaming and chillin', which are all of my favorite INGs as a Taurus. And I took an entire month off of work and doing pretty much everything. I got to travel and go see my sister in California and go with her girls to Disneyland for their first time, which was so fun. And I really just enjoyed resting. And I don't think we give ourselves that opportunity as much anymore because we have so many things to do. We're going in a million different directions. We have responsibilities and kids and jobs and lives and all of the things going on all of the time. And I was privileged enough to have an entire month off of doing everything after I quit my job at Saged. So yay, it was glorious. But now I am back. And the whole time that I was resting and reflecting and digesting and giving myself time to really think about what this next direction is, this next chapter of life I want to go in, I kept thinking about how I'm pulling my arrow back and I am aligning with my bullseye. And when I'm ready, I'm going to fire it and I'm going to hit the bullseye right in the middle on the very first time. And that is exactly what I'm coming back to you with. Hi, I'm Morgan Garza. This is the Love, Light, and Black Holes podcast. And I am going to be taking this show in a slightly different direction. I have been recording weekly since August 8th last year, the Lionsgate portal, of course, 8-8. And when I launched this, it was really coming from a place of grief. My dad had been sick for about a year and a half. He passed at the end of 2024. And when I launched this in 2025, I was in a really deep identity redesign. I didn't know who I was after losing him. I didn't know who I was after all of the millions of things that I went through over the past few years, which is detailed in my Quantum Crumble episode. Go back and check that out. And I was really allowing myself to process my grief, to move through my own darkness by creating this podcast that focuses, yes, on the darkness, but also on the afterglow, on what happens when you do shadow work later. And I don't want to get stuck in shadow work. I don't want to only be in shadow work. I don't want to only be in healing. And I don't want to create something that perpetuates that either. And not that I have everything that I have recorded on here, everything that I have shared, everything that I have led thousands and thousands of people through stands. But as I evolve, I want the things that I create to evolve with me. And so this is going to be a bit of an evolution and I'm taking you with me. And I am so excited to share all of the things coming through. But primarily today, we're talking about the afterglow, and this is what happens after you do shadow work. And the shadow work piece is difficult. Of course it is. It has the word work in it for a reason. This is why we call it shadow work. And while this phrase was coined by Carl Jung in the early 1900s, this is not a new concept. As humans, we have lived with and processed and moved through our darkness for as long as there have been humans, as long as there have been consciousness and societies and civilizations, and probably even before that, we did it in a more unconscious, subconscious way. But now we are actively, consciously, deliberately, intentionally moving through the darkness in order to get back to the light. And I have a very get in, get out, get on with it concept of shadow work. I don't want to live there. I don't want to become a shadow hunter. You take what's rising to the surface and you release the rest. And you don't want to go digging around in the dark. You don't want to go summoning zombies from graves in the graveyard. If there's a ghost walking around, like, yeah, sure, let's go talk to that ghost and see what they have to share. But when we're talking about shadow work, we don't want it to be this all-consuming, continuous, perpetual thing. Like, of course, shadow work is going to be forever. We are always going to have things that happen in our lives that are going to drag us down to the darkness, into the depths, into the underworld of ourselves. And then we're going to have to find our way out. And that is going to be a perpetual cycle through life. We're humans. We're here in the 3D world. That's just kind of what we signed up for. But I don't want to live that. I don't want to only be there. I don't want to ignore the beauty and the magnetism and the magic that comes after doing this shadow work. So through the darkness, through the descent, through all of the things that we move through when we are at our rock bottom, when we are in our dark night of the ego, and I'm going to talk about how I reframe that, we are seeing things from a different perspective. And once we get through that darkness, it's like we have this magic touch, this Midas touch, this new perspective, this shimmery skin that we've come out of the darkness with, because we are in a place to be able to now see the light and hold both things simultaneously. And what I've always said about shadow work is that it is a seat at your table. You are inviting your shadow to sit at your table with you, and you are saying, "What do you have to share? Tell me everything. I want to know all about you. I want to know your fears and what you're ashamed of and the things that keep you away from doing the things that you want to do, and that thing that happened when we were little and that thing that happened when we were adults." And being truly open to understand what the shadow has to share, that is going to lead you to the light. And this afterglow is true magic. And while I am finishing my book, I'm so excited to share this with you all, it is separated into three parts: the descent, the dance, and the afterglow. And the dance, you've heard me say this probably a million times if you listen to this podcast. If you are just joining us for the first time, I say dance with your darkness so that your disco ball soul can shine. And what I mean by this is that you learn the steps of your darkness. You become so familiar, so comfortable, so in love with your darkness that you can learn its steps, learn how to dance with it, learn how to coexist with it in life. And it is not something that you're trying to get rid of, that you're trying to eradicate, that you're trying to like take out the trash. It is part of you, and it is what you show up with. And with these three parts of my book, I thought, this is the framework. This is it. Like, of course, this is what I'm writing. This is what I'm creating. This is what I teach. This is what I have led thousands of people through over the past 6 years. This is what I have, I don't want to say perfected, but I have made this so efficient. I don't ever believe in perfection, and I don't want to be an expert at anything, because in my mind, that says that I have no more to learn. I don't want to take direction from anyone. I don't want to take other ideas from anyone. I'm solidified in how I do things, and that's just not who I am. And if you have followed me for a while, then you know my process of shadow work. And it is also in this podcast. You can scroll back. It's one of the microdose episodes. My four-step shadow work process is awareness, understanding, acceptance, freedom. And while that still rings true within this greater three-part framework that I'm working on in my book, I'm evolving and I'm weaving that into, I'm like folding it into what I am creating now. And what I have been so excited about sharing this past month is this process, because I have been writing it and I have been living it. I am the example, the poster child, the billboard for shadow work and for what I create and for what is possible when you look within, when you go into the darkness, when you be so resilient that there is no option but to look face on, straight on, head first into the thing that scares the shit out of you. Because what I have learned from losing my dad, from supporting my husband to going to rehab for alcohol, from almost losing my mom in the hospital with emergency surgery, and all of the things that happened in my quantum crumble from 2022 to 2024, it made me stronger and it helped me realize that there is no option other than resilience. And so many people would tell me, "You're so strong. You're so resilient. You're handling this so gracefully." I'm like, "Bitch, what is the other option?" Like, I was not presented with another option. I didn't know that you could just sit around and wallow in your sweats. I had a full-time job to go to. I had a husband to support. I had the money to bring home. I was the breadwinner. I was doing all of the things for everyone else, and I didn't show up for myself. So that wasn't great. I did learn a lesson there, but so many people said, "You're so strong, you're so resilient." And I was like, there wasn't another option. And I don't know that people know that there are two options. You can wallow and wither and fade away into the darkness, into the depths, into the depression, into the scarcity, into the lack, into the fear. Or you face all of that, you carry it with you, you become stronger because of it. You go to like spirit gym and you start acting differently and moving differently and integrating it. And to me, integration is action. It is changing behavior. It is experiencing something, bringing it into your day to day, and changing how you move through that day to day so that you are more in command and in control, not only of your energy, but of where you're directing that energy. And what I have learned from meeting great and profound grief with losing my dad, who is my, I'm going to say is instead of was, because he is still very prominent in my life, is my soul's guide. I went to him when I needed advice on everything. And yes, of course, I do this with my mom all the time, and I always have. But you have different relationships with your parents, just like my parents have different relationships with my sister and I. I had a different relationship with my dad, and we would go deep. We would wax poetic about philosophy and religion and culture and art and all of the coolest things, and have really deep and in-depth conversations about stuff. And when he died, I felt untethered. I was like, how do I move through this now? And that profound grief led me back to myself. I am his legacy. I am a product of him. I am what he ingrained in me over the 39 years that I was privileged enough to share with this incredible, once in a lifetime, unique man. And I have taken all of that grief, and over the past year, and well, a few months now, he died at the end of 2024, and we're now in almost May of 2026. But I took all of 2025 to reorganize my inner world, to burn it all down. And this is not usually easy, because it requires you to completely detach from who it is that you were and live in the void of who you're becoming, because it doesn't just snap in. You don't just say, well, I'm not that anymore, so I'm definitely this, especially when you're dealing with profound grief and mountains of sadness, and just like the disbelief that someone like that could be just gone from the earth. And while I was experiencing this and moving through this and being really honest with myself and microdosing for some of the time, which helped immensely, I came to the conclusion that this is my life's work, that working on the shadow and shining the light, which it was before, but it really solidified now that this is exactly what I want and need to be doing. It helped everything fall into place. And this podcast is a product of that. My book is a product of that. I got my energy so pure, so aligned, so authentic last year that I attracted a book deal to land in my inbox that I did not chase, I did not go after, I did not try to make it happen. It just happened for me. And it is something that I will forever laugh at, because it's exactly how my first book deal came about as well. It landed in my inbox. And while I was getting my energy really right, I also had to be super honest with myself about what wasn't working. And that was my full-time job. That was a lot of patterns and behaviors that I had. That was habits that I had. That was ways of thinking. That was really a lack of structure that was helping me move in the direction of my dreams. And I was just like, I'm a free spirit. I go wherever the wind blows and I do whatever I want to do. But it turns out like I really fucking need structure. And the way that I always explain it in my classes, and if you're watching this on YouTube, then you'll see, or I guess Spotify, and now Apple Podcast has video. I'll see if I can figure that out before this goes up. But the masculine is the structure. It's like the chalice, the physical structure that is holding the things together. And then within that physical structure, you have the feminine, the free form, the free flowing feminine. Without the feminine, the masculine structure is just rigid. It doesn't have any purpose. It doesn't have any direction. It is just this rigid piece of physical structure. And without the masculine, the feminine is chaos. She doesn't have a container to contain her that she can exist within. And she goes in all directions, and she is scattered, and she is not directed, and she doesn't feel like she has clarity or focus and can't really like follow through on things. So the masculine structure is necessary for the feminine to flow. And as I got really clear on what my masculine structure is, my feminine just started like flowing, like waterfall flowing. And what I realized is I need to burn everything down. And in this burndown, I have experienced fear. I've experienced lack. I've experienced doubt. I have experienced shame, all of the things that come up and out of the darkness that I kind of didn't really expect because I knew that this is what I wanted. And I was like, let's fucking ride. We ride at dawn. But when it happened, I was like, oh God, like this means that I have to change everything. And in my head, I'm like, I want to burn this shit down. I want to change everything. I want to go in this new direction. I want to do all of these things. But when it actually happened, I was like, oh shit, now I actually have to do the things that I said that I was going to do when I didn't have to actually do them, when I could just talk about them, right? And this is the afterglow. I spent this past month moving through my own darkness, moving through my own shadows, moving through what's old, revisiting a ton of grief, really getting serious about my health and getting a really beautiful protocol and structure built there and allowing myself to rest. My feminine needed rest so desperately that I was truly ignoring the warning signs. I took a nap, y'all, every single day, except when I was in California with my sister. Every single day, Monday through Sunday, I took like a 30-minute to an hour nap. And my body demanded it. It wasn't something where I was like, okay, it's time to lay down and take a nap. It was like, I cannot keep my eyes open doing what I'm doing, which usually was like reading. And I need to lie down and I need to go to sleep because if I don't, like, I am just going to pass out right now. And what I realized was I haven't rested and like since I left my first job in 2020, my first company that I started on my first job. I started a company in 2017. I exited in 2020. The company eventually folded and dissolved. And after that, I was left with this void. Again, a void of darkness, of shame, of confusion, of who am I, of where am I, of what am I without that? And am I even worth anything without this? And yes, of course I am. And look at me now. But I gave myself rest. And that was me pulling back the arrow. And when I shot that arrow, it went into so many beautiful things that would build my life and my career over the next 5 years. And I realized that it had been that long, 6 years, since I actually rested and gave myself permission to do absolutely nothing. And it was eye-opening, and I felt a lot of sadness and guilt about it because my body was begging for it. My adrenals are like beyond blown, like fully blown. And I have a lot of gut issues going on, and I have fibroids, and there's all of these things that are in dis-ease within my body. And of course, I would experience that in my outer world if that's what I'm creating my inner, in this symbiotic relationship of what's going on inner happens outer, what's going on outer affects the inner. And that rest really allowed me to see what I needed to do and got me really fired up, of course, about my book because I am immersed in finishing it right now and passing it off to the publisher on June 1st, which is just like so exciting. And as I've been living this and writing about it and teaching about it, I knew that what I did next was going to be the foundation of everything that I go on to teach and to lead people through and to personally live. And that is the afterglow. And the afterglow is simply the pot of gold at the end of the shadow work rainbow. We do shadow work. We go through the darkness. Maybe you've looked at your Chiron. If you have not done your Chiron shadow report, it is linked below. It'll tell you exactly with eerie precision and accuracy what your greatest and first shadow was. You were born with this. So it's in your natal chart, it's in your astrology. And once you know that, everything is just going to like come folding out and you'll see things super, super clearly. And as we are moving from Uranus in Taurus to Uranus in Gemini, we're experiencing this massive collective shift, but it's also hitting us on a personal level. So we're going through this darkness. We're doing this shadow work. We've descended into the depths. We maybe have dealt with depression or anxiety or grief or guilt or massive amounts of shame. And then we start dancing with it. And in this dance, like I was saying before, we learn the steps of the shadow. We learn how to move with it rather than against it. We learn how to be a partner to it and with it rather than reject it and pretend that it doesn't exist and hide it in the basement in the dungeon and lock it away. Because eventually that shadow will come out and it will wreak havoc because it will be fucking pissed that it has been denied existence. It is just like looking at someone in the face who is 100% standing in front of you and saying, I do not believe in your existence. That is going to piss someone off. And unfortunately, I don't mean to laugh at that, but unfortunately, this is actually happening in our society and culture now. We don't believe in human rights for humans, which is terrible. But that is basically doing the same thing to your shadow. So in this dance, in this middle, it is a bit of a messy middle. You're going to dance awkwardly. You're going to have two left feet. You're going to step on your own feet. You're going to step on your partner's feet. You're going to want to quit. You're going to feel like you look like an idiot. You're going to feel like everyone thinks that you're an idiot. You're going to come across some really uncomfortable and confronting places. But then you start getting proficient. And you start learning these steps and you start realizing like, hey, this isn't so bad. I'm actually pretty good at this. And then you're fucking twirling each other. You're throwing someone up in the air. You're like getting dirty dancing style with it. And you are loving it. You are dripping sweat on the dance floor. Your heart is beating. You're shining. You're glowing. You're emanating light. And that leads you to the afterglow. And this afterglow makes you magnetic as fuck. And when I tell you that, like, I need to like go deep in my bones, deep in my breath, deep in my being, magnetic as fuck. Because you have accepted yourself, because you have moved into absolute authenticity and alignment. And this acceptance is at the core love. You are in love with who you are, with who you've become, with who you are allowing yourself to be. Allowing yourself to be. Like, what? Why would I not allow myself to be myself? This is the reason for so much pain and strife and literal disease in our bodies, because we are trying to live out of coherence. And shadow work puts us back into coherence. And coherence is energetic alignment. That's it. It is something that the HeartMath Institute is proving with science. It is something that our ancient ancestors have understood for millennia. It is what the ancient Egyptians worked on in the tombs with their breath, with their sound, with their rituals, with their initiations. It is absolutely everything that leads you to the afterglow, the magnetism, the effortlessness of existing, things coming to you that you have wanted, you allowing yourself to take the tongue off the roof of your mouth, to unclench your jaw, to align your shoulders over your hips, and to have this ease of physical being. But also this ease of energy. And that ease of energy allows things to come in, because when you're bracing, when you're tighting, when you are locking a whole half of you who you deem to be a demon in the dungeon, you are bracing for that thing to break out and release and act like Godzilla in your city and ruin everything. And that bracing, that hiding, that avoidance, that not allowing the existence to exist, creates such a disconnection. It actually takes so much more energy to do that than rather to let it out and let your shadow just fucking live. But we live in fear, and that fear makes us brace, and that bracing scrambles our internal energy. So if you've been trying to manifest, if you've been trying to be magnetic, if you have been wanting things to come into your life and you just don't understand why it's not happening, let your shadow out of hiding. Plain and simple. Not easy. I said simple. But let your shadow out of hiding. This is going to be where you're going to see the most change in your life, because that acceptance leads you to this afterglow. And in this afterglow, you are everything that you've ever wanted to be. Everything that you have ever wanted comes in, and it comes in with ease. And you realize that you've always been abundant. You have always had everything that you've needed. You were just not seeing it because you were so focused on what you weren't getting, on what you weren't manifesting, on what wasn't showing up. You were missing what was right in front of your fucking face, which is everything that you already need. And this afterglow is the focus of the entire rest of your existence, because you are always going to come back to the shadow, and you are always going to be going through this process. If you feel like, oh, okay, I'm going to do shadow work and I'm going to get to the afterglow and I'm going to be on my mountaintop and I'm going to be done and I'm going to be free and I'm going to be so happy that I don't ever have to do shadow work again. Honey, no. You are always going to have to do shadow work. The second you get to that top, that peak, the second you summit, and you have climbed through the valley, you have gone through the depths, you have died almost on the face of that mountain trying to reach that summit, but you made it. And you're breathing in this air, and it's fresh, and your hair is blowing in the wind, and you feel massive amounts of immense, profound relief. And then you scan the horizon, and you're like, motherfucker. There is a mountain off in the distance that is way bigger than the one that I just summited. And you know that you have to descend, go through the valley, and go right back up that other mountain to get to that peak. And the same thing is going to keep happening. And I don't say this to dissuade you. I don't say this to overwhelm you. I don't say this to scare you. I say this because it's real. And for me to not be real with you would be a great disservice, and I would be lying, and I would be building my entire career and writing my book on a bunch of bullshit. So, Taurus tough love during Taurus season, of course. You gotta just keep doing it. But you bask in the afterglow. You enjoy that shit. You snort it up. You put it in your veins. You mainline it. You're guzzling it like you had a beer bong in college. Like, you are just soaking it in and enjoying it. You want to call all the press. You want to tell the people. You want to call everyone you love and tell them how great you feel, how wonderful it is where you are, because you feel so fucking good. And that afterglow is everything. And it is where you will see the greatest accomplishment and change in your life. And this is what I am so excited to share with you too. I am opening the doors for the waitlist of Afterglow. And this is going to be my signature program. It is 8 weeks going through the descent, the dance, and the afterglow, taking you through the darkness, helping you learn those steps of your shadow, helping you learn how to get on that dance floor and really throw down, and then helping you understand how to bask in the afterglow, how to make the most of it, how to truly solidify it so that it stays in your being for longer and it's easier to get back to every time. And the most exciting thing about this is that this is the beta launch. I am testing this, and I'm testing it with you. I've written about it. I have taught it in separate and unintegrated parts over the years. And now I'm finally bringing it all together under one roof, under one program, under one experience. And because this is the beta, I want you to build this with me. I want your feedback. I want to know how you feel going through. I want to know what suggestions you have. And because of that, it is 75% off what it will be when I fully launch it, when my book comes out. I'm testing these grounds. I want to test my messaging. I want to test my marketing. I want to test my process. I want to test how I teach this, how I deliver it, how you experience it, and what you go through, what you move through when you're in it as well. So the doors will be open on my birthday, May 10th, just a little over a week from now. And for now, I just want to open the waitlist. I want to bring this to the people and I'm going to build the program and we're going to do this together. So if you want 75% off of what this will be for the rest of time, it might even be higher once I go through this and see what is really going on. And you want founders pricing, you want to be a founding member, you want to get your feet first in here and you want to see what this is all about because you have experienced probably some of me doing this at some point in your life somewhere along the line. And this is truly the first time that this is all together, all in one place. And it is based off my book. And so when my book comes out, I want to hit the ground running. I want to give people the framework immediately so that they can read it and they can experience it either simultaneously or in whatever order they want. But I know that this is going to change lives because I've already changed thousands of lives with sharing my shadow work in the ways that I have over the years, including my own. Again, I am the billboard. I am the poster child for this. So I am back with a bang. I took some time off. I am so excited to be here. I am fired the fuck up about this. And this is everything that I have been working on without really realizing that this was, of course, going to be the signature program that I create as I move forward in my career, as I move forward in my evolution and my own connection to my shadow and basking in my afterglow. And I really want you in here with me if this sounds good for you. It's going to start in June and it'll be once a week for 8 weeks. You'll have access to all of the recordings, the community. You're going to get a bunch of bonuses that I'm going to create for you. And this will be loosely based on your Chiron shadow. So if you have not already done your shadow report, go ahead and do that just to get an idea of where that's going. And if you already have the Wound to Wisdom course that comes after the free report, this is going to be a totally different beast than that, and it's truly going to be a beast in the best way. And this program's going to fucking obliterate you. Like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I hope it obliterates you. I hope you become annihilated going through this, because that is really the only way to change. You have to burn everything down. You have to completely get to this point where you surrender and you're like, you know what? None of this is working. Why am I holding on to it? And I was listening to Sabrina Lynn and the Rewilding podcast talk about this time right now, and she was talking about Sudna, and Sudna is this deity that I have been working with in the background for some time and kind of just like circling around, but now I'm diving fully in and I'm like, yeah, this is it. Let go willingly or your fingers are going to get chopped off. And if you don't know about the Sedna myth, I'll link her podcast down below. It's super dope. And she's all in on astrology and what's going on right now. So it's actually like really informative too. But this is where I'm going. So if you want to get on the wait list, I'm only opening this up to very few people. I'm going to see what interest is, but I want this to be an intimate group so that I can really understand what you are moving through as you're moving through it and get as much feedback as possible so that I can keep evolving this and keep creating this in the way that is going to be the best served for the people who are going to go through it in the future. So you are creating what people are going to experience. You are building the building with me now. You are going to be a founding member in something that is going to blast the fuck off when my book comes out. And how exciting is that we get to do this together? So I'm so happy to be back with you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me on this journey through my darkness and my black holes and all of the light and love and disco balls. And this is my true pleasure and joy to be creating this with you. I can't wait for what's next. I can't wait to share more about this and to move through and to keep creating and hearing from you. And I love your feedback and I love getting messages from you. So please keep reaching out and I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes.